Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. Today is the Wednesday edition. I'm Matt McAllister, by the way. Of course, you got your lovely and talented Emily Raines.
Hi.
You got Slow Joe.
Yo.
Lovely and talented as well,
thank
by the
you.
Way.
I was wondering about
that. I was like, devilishly handsome Slow Joe. All right, take a listen to who we had on today. It's pretty cool. We had a server on. Her name was Kendra. This is how it went.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we ought to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Department of Energy Systems Protection Craftsman Jason is making $135,000 a year, and the benefits are great. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Kendra, who lives in Tacoma. Good morning, Kendra. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Oh, good. Well, are you at work right now?
No.
Oh, okay. You felt like a quick response, like, hey, let's get this over with. I'm on the clock.
Nope. I'm a night server.
Okay. By the way, so that answers that next statement there. Kendra is a server. So we're going to put a minute on the clock, Kendra. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions and try to figure out exactly kind of what you do every day. And then we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody, Kendra, you will share your salary. Does that all sound good?
Absolutely.
Okay. And thank you for calling in, by the way, and giving us all the info. We're fascinated. So thank you.
No worries.
All right, Emily, 1 minute on the clock. Ladies first, begin.
Do you work at a national chain or a local restaurant?
National.
How long have you worked at this restaurant?
2.5 years.
Does this restaurant have tip share?
Yes. Well, no. We tip out.
Okay. What does that mean? I don't know.
You tip my bartender, I tip my busser, and I tip my expo.
But all the waiters don't share tip.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
are you a closer?
I am.
Has your business been affected by the coronavirus?
Absolutely.
Did you have to have strict training or actually take tests before you can go on the floor?
Yes.
Biggest tip you've ever gotten?
$250.
Wow.
Do you serve alcohol at your restaurant?
We do.
Do you get to eat for free?
Nope.
Do you have to wear a uniform?
Yes.
Do you get to drink for free?
No.
Do you see yourself still doing this in 5 years?
Absolutely.
Worst part of your job?
Grumpy people.
I'm sorry, Emily. That is a minute.
Fine.
But Kendra, you did a great job getting through those questions. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, text your guest right now. This is interactive. I read all of them. Text what you think Kendra makes in Tacoma as a server right now to 46150 and hang out with us because we're 3 minutes away from taking our guesses and then Kendra is going to share her salary coming up next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask. Until now, on the phone with us is Kendra. She resides in Tacoma, and she is a server. Emily, let's bring everybody up to speed. What did we just learn?
So she's working at a national chain. She's working nights and closing. They don't tip share, so they don't pool their tips, but she does have to tip out and give her bartenders tips. They do serve alcohol, but she doesn't get any free alcohol or free food.
Boo! Emily, you're up.
Because you said your largest tip was $250, and you definitely see yourself still there in 5 years. I think you're doing good, so I'm going to go 57.
Okay, I'm just going to use a text message. I have never been a server, nor do I really know. Emily, you have the advantage on everybody on that, as your days at the Texas Roadhouse.
Uh-huh.
So, Allie and Stanwood, I take it that you know more than I do. She said 65, and maybe she's vibing what you did, Emily. That this is a pretty good server we're talking to here. Mm-hmm. She's got regulars. Okay, so 65. Slow Joe, you're bringing up the rears.
I'm going to go 45.
Oh, low side. Okay, so there are our guesses, 45, 57, and 65. But really what everybody wants to know, Kendra, is how much money you are actually making every year in Tacoma as a server. It is time to share your salary, Kendra. What is the number?
Mine,
$48,000. Oh, Slow Joe, yes. Back in the winner's circle. So, Kendra, is that enough? Are you happy?
Absolutely. But I only work 23 hours a week as well. Nobody asked an average.
Missed that one.
Wow.
You said your restaurant has been affected by the coronavirus, just assuming you're getting a lot less people coming in?
Yes, absolutely.
Are there more to-go orders and like DoorDash and Postmates being ordered?
We average 1,000 like on a Friday and Saturday on to-go.
In this situation, you're probably happy you work for a big national chain because, profits aren't as dire as they would be if it was mom and pop local, right?
Correct.
Have they said anything like, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to ride this thing out. You'll be fine.
I think we just all know it.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your hours, by the way? Like, when do you go to bed?
4 to 10-ish.
Okay. Not too bad.
Oh, no. Great hours.
And you actually get up early enough to listen to our show? That's kind of shocking.
I do.
Look at you.
Yeah.
How many hours of sleep do you get a night?
A solid 7.
Okay, get your 7. Don't get me started on sleep.
Geez.
Your brain will melt away if you don't get 7.
You have to have 7.
Listen, we love you. Hang in there. Thanks for being a part of the Morning Wolfpack, and thank you for sharing your salary. We love you, Kendra.
Love you guys, too. Have a great day.
Of course, nobody asked if she was part-time or full-time. I'm too busy asking if she gets free margaritas. Come on. 48G. Way to go, Kendra. Oof. But yeah, man, the restaurant biz here in Seattle, ground zero for coronavirus, tough. I was telling Emily, I saw on Twitter, a place called, I think it's called like Local 360 or something like that,
yeah,
already closing their doors. Two locations in town, and it's only going to get worse.
Yep. Is that a permanent close?
I think so. I mean, they just can't keep the doors open. I do think it's really cool, and we never got to it on the show today, though, that Amazon, who told everybody to stay home, they came up with like a $5 million relief fund for local businesses that are around the area. You know?
Microsoft contributed something, too. And I don't know if we'll get to this point, but like I thought what they're doing in Italy is really cool, where they have suspended all mortgage payments for the entire population of the country.
Wow.
So if you're, because nobody's can, most people can't work. So they're just saying, listen, nobody, we're halting all that. So if things get weird like they are in Italy, hopefully they'll do something like that here. And like, so businesses won't
Does
have
that
to
mean
pay.
No rent?
I don't know if they consider, it just said mortgages
right
in the article that I read. So I'm
but,
assuming
but here's
that
the deal
loans
with that, Logue. So you look at it from perspective, I have to pay rent, but there's the other person that has to pay their mortgage because of the
no,
rent.
I know.
Right.
So I'm saying
right
if they're
yeah,
not paying
like
mortgage,
a,
does that
yeah
mean I don't have to pay rent?
Ah,
yeah,
the downwards, I get you,
I would hope that if it ever gets to that point that there's less like, okay, there's just a freeze and everything.
Yeah.
Like if people can't go to work, you can't like, well, you have to save the economy.
And I noticed too, states are pretty quick to call like a state of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Like they did it in, I think it was California, New York, when one person died. Wouldn't that be the state of emergency? Like, okay, it's a state of emergency, martial law, no mortgage. Like, if you're going to call a state of emergency, that's
yeah,
when you drop all everything. Like, hey, all rules don't apply.
Well, I think a state of emergency gets them access to federal funds, I think. And
yeah,
how that gets implemented can vary
ugh
in a lot of different ways.
It's
but
such a mess.
In New York, they already like sent in the National Guard. There's this one town in
mm-hmm
like northern New York, and they sent in the National Guard, and they're surrounded it, and like people can't leave. It's like this 1 mile radius, and they're trying, which is, it sounds crazy and sounds like apocalyptic, but that's the kind of thing you got to do to contain it. And they're hoping that that will keep it from spreading in the state. My thought is there's so many people coming and going to New York City. I don't
yeah
think there's any chance. They
No.
Yeah.
It's actually surprising that that's not ground zero.
Right.
That Seattle is.
Yeah.
But now they've linked most of it back to one assisted
yeah
living facility. I mean, that's
right
just for now. That's like the tip
yeah
of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's kooky. It's going to get weirder today, too, because the governor here is going to make an announcement basically banning any event that has more than 250 people attending, sporting
right
events, concerts. People are already sending, me notes about Brantley Gilbert.
How do I get my money back? Like, we don't know.
Yeah, it's just weird. Even yesterday, you know, just weird stuff. Like all my friends, people that I know are just not working. Yeah. It's kind of like a zombie land.
It's a trip out there, man. It's quiet.
It's really quiet. We met at this, it's a little cafe, coffee shop place that's right there in Fremont or Ballard. It's in Fremont. And I walked in, and normally there's all these people eating, and there's food everywhere, and people, and there was nobody in there. Mm-hmm. And all, where they normally have stuff like behind the glass, you can pick out like your like daily salad or whatever. Mm-hmm. There was nothing, and all they had was like cookies and muffins. And it just, I mean, I'm feeling bad for everybody affected.
Yeah.
So many people are going to be out of business. I was thinking about my cousin who works in Oregon. She lives in Bend. She works for a company that sends teenagers and younger people to other countries. They do missionary work, but it's also just like these explorations and tours, and they get to know other cultures. Nobody's going to be doing it. Nobody can do that. Like, she's probably going to be out of a job. She's been working there for 10 years.
Yeah, it's tough for small businesses that don't have like a huge cushion to fall back on.
Yeah.
Anyway, who's got anything on a non-coronavirus related note?
Are you going to try to explain this thing?
Yeah, I think I should, because that way we could see if it's even explainable.
Okay, yeah, because I don't even remember. You explained it to me. It's a thing.
What are you guys
talking about? It's like a walk and chew bubblegum kind of test.
Okay, so
I'm already going to fail.
It's
so hard.
Watch this mental coach. There's a gymnast that I follow. She has a YouTube series of her like getting ready for the Olympics and trials and whatever. And she sat down with her mental coach, and they talked about different things she's working on. And one of them is like how to reset your mind when you start to go down negative thoughts or whatever. And a part of that was this game he came up with, and he was able to do it really well. Made it look easy, but it helps you reset your mind every time you fail. And it's a simple game. You do a thumbs up with one hand, and you point at that hand with the other. And then you switch, and you keep switching. But eventually, you really have to focus. And then eventually, I always end up like this.
Oh,
like,
two pointers?
Yeah.
It's hard, dude.
But okay, let me ask you, because I just read, you know, I read two books on the mental, like visualization, the mindset of winning. What does that do?
I don't know.
I mean, other than, I think it's just one of those physical coordination things. It's not really a mental.
No, it's a, you're going to fail at this, and you're going to, that was also the same guy that talks about
Is it just to get out of your own head for a minute?
It's to get out of your own head. It's to teach you to reset when you mess up. It's to teach you about, there's not perfection, but this was the mastering, like you're trying to master it, and you can go for longer and longer. Nope, you're already wrong. Oh. Put your thumb down.
How am I wrong?
This thumb.
Yeah, it's not trigger.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's just a finger.
Yes.
Yep.
You point, and then you switch.
Yep. So that's the goal.
This is by the way, this is the worst radio podcast ever.
It's when you think about it, you can usually get a couple done, and then you're like,
it's hard to do it fast is impossible.
When you try to get without thinking, it's when it when you start messing up. But yeah, it's one of those like rub your head and rub your belly, pat your head and rub your belly thing. You're pretty good at it.
Am I crushing?
You're crushing.
I got to tell you, my mental game is super strong.
I always
strong.
Come out with the peace sign.
Yeah. I always come out with the trigger.
Yeah.
I don't put my thumb down.
Keep getting faster and faster. I'm not sure it's going to help you win any Olympics, but it's fun. Just try it at work. So again, you point at your thumbs up. Ooh, your thumb is down, though, on the pointer finger.
You're leaving your thumb up, Joe. You got to put your thumb down.
You know, I feel like it's a little bit like jumping rope, where if you stop thinking about failing, you just start to get in a groove. Like if you're mindless about it, you just really kind of groove it out. That's my thought to it. So, that's cool. I mean,
it's so weird.
I'm going to teach my 3-year-old how to do that, to keep him occupied and leave us alone for a minute so we can watch, This Is Us.
My problem is I end up with both thumbs up and I'm just pointing back and forth.
Interesting. So many tricks. Oof. So many mind games.
That's how she gets pumped up for Chick-fil-A, by the way.
Oh, but you do that in your car before you'd make the drive?
No, I just learned this game last night.
Okay.
But this is like, that's what it's
this for. This is, Well, and I think, on the show today, we were talking about the Chick-fil-A challenge, and tomorrow is the halfway point for Emily, and she was saying, you were getting into some mind game videos to get yourself psyched up for the second half.
Yes.
I got to tell you.
Enjoy the ride.
I think it should feel good, man. You know, anything that I do that's an out and back. Like I did a time trial on Saturday. When you make the turn, you're like, yeah, I'm halfway done, man.
I do have to visualize it like that. I've been visualizing it like a mountain, but that's not helping.
No. But visualize it like this. You just climb to the top of the mountain, and now you're going to start walking
that's
down the other side. Yeah.
That's not helping.
Okay.
Because I still am looking down. I'm like, that's a long way to go.
Huh. Well, whatever you got to do, you know, if it's the thumb pointer game.
I don't know.
But I do know for me, when I'm doing an out and back, it always feels really good to hit the turnaround mark because then I know I'm on the way home. On the way home, baby. The lights are getting brighter.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we love you. Thanks for hanging out. Tomorrow, by the way, I should have mentioned this earlier before all of you tuned out. But tomorrow, we have a pretty good share of your salary. We got biopharmaceutical sales rep Tyrell coming on. And again, I'm going to have to do a little Googling on what a biopharmaceutical is, but it's not the same as a regular pharmaceutical from what I would understand. Otherwise, they would just call it a pharmaceutical. Not a bio.
It's a good conclusion.
I think it's like, is it like mushrooms or bio? Or,
I hope so.
We'll find out. Tomorrow, join us. We love you guys. Have a great day.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.